The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. After this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not die?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. As I've been introduced, I am Father Louis Guardiola, the Fathers of Mercy, and it's my pleasure to be here, starting tonight, 7 o'clock, to preach our parish Lenten mission. Somebody might ask, what is a parish Lenten mission? That's a good question. Mission is a time, mission is an event, the life of a parish. They like to say there's a spiritual explosion of graces of renewal, of the Holy Spirit, rededication, reintegration, restoration of our faith. And there's a world of meaning in every one of those terms. It's a time for us to step back from the hubbub of the world, assess our spiritual condition in the sight of God, see where perhaps we might be lacking some aspect of practice of the faith. For example, if our mass attendance has been spotty, not going to mass every Sunday, willing to give obligation, now's the time during the mission to make that resolution. With the mass every Sunday, willing to give obligation, consider the extremely disordered state of the world, I encourage you to come even once or twice during the week. What the St. Paul says, where sin abounds, will abound even more. Grace, that's right. Grace to handle the evil that we face. And we've gone to confession once or twice a year. Now's the time to make that resolution to come to confession once or twice a month. A mission is a time to quote the gospel today for the Lazaruses to come out of their darkness, of their sin, of the corruption of their sin, of what we used to call their stinking thinking. Remember, they said he was stinking, Lazarus. And it's called out by our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites us. And here's something interesting. The resurrection doesn't not just happen once. It happens every day. Our Lord calls us every day to rise from the stench and the corruption of our sins and the darkness. Because every day we fall. We sin every day. But we can rise every day if we turn to the remedy for sin, the remedies that our church gives us, which is confession, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the baptismal power, confirmation of power you have within you, holy matrimony, holy orders, all the sacraments you receive. And so, this mission is going to be an effort to show how through our Lord Jesus Christ, through his church, Jesus calls us today to arise from our sins as Lazarus, he might say, Mary, Joseph, Tom, whatever our names happen to be. Rise. And so therefore, the title of the church, the title of the mission, is the church is the ark of salvation leading us to our heavenly homeland. But let us be clear, what do we mean by church? Who is the church? It's our Lord Jesus Christ. St. Paul in Colossians says, our Lord Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and you and I, we are members of the body. And as the head governs the activities of the body, so our Lord governs all members and activities within the Catholic Church. And so tonight, we'll start with something light. We'll start with the four last things. Death, judgment, heaven and hell. We call it eschatology in theology. And why? Because life is a journey. We started somewhere. We're going somewhere. We're headed for a destination. But where do you want to go? Everybody, where do you want to go? There you go. So how do you get to heaven? We got to take steps. You know, if life's like a journey, like any other journey, you have to take what? You have to make preparations and plans. Now, I'm going to my 6th Australian journey, 23rd of April. Leaving. When you make a journey like that, we do. How are you going to get there, right? Plane, train, how much money you're going to spend, what's going to be your lodging and food arrangements in Australia, how long you're going to be there, how you're going to get back to the States. Now, you know, if we make that much plans for a trip like that here on Earth, how much more plans should we make for the ultimate trip? Right? When we leave this world in this veil of tears and enter, hopefully, into the heavenly glory. Now, the first night of the mission, I say somewhat tongue-in-cheek, I preach on hell. The last 4 nights of the mission, I preach on how to stay out of it. So, the last 4 nights of the mission, we're going to talk about 4 great means of salvation. Second night of the mission, Monday, we're talking about the great sacrament of divine mercy, the sacrament of the prodigal son, the sacrament of confession. And you know something? If you really like scripture, you'll love this mission. Because we're going to take the Bible's biblical catechetical, we're going to take scripture, we're going to squeeze the Catholic theology out of it. And for any one of you here who might be Protestant origin, convert, I am basically a Catholic version of a revivalist preacher. And for those pastors like Father George, I'm kind of like the reverend of the priesthood. I parachute in on these special missions, and I've got 5 days for the Mission Impossible to get you right and tight. We'll do our best. Now, third night of the mission. Very important night. One night you want to come, or if you want to invite somebody to come, is the Holy Eucharist, Sacrifice, Communion, and Real Presence Sacrament. We're going to talk about the Real Presence and show how deeply rooted our faith and belief in the Eucharistic mystery is in Scripture. So after that, if you have a problem with the Real Presence, you don't have a problem with me. You don't have a problem with the Church, you got a problem with God. And God's own testimony of His own Real Presence. And then the fourth night of the Mission Glories and Morality Night, it's on the marquee there, it says we're preaching the culture of life, culture of death, yes. But we're going to do it a little bit different way. I got moved by the Holy Spirit. What's the 100th anniversary today, this year? 100th anniversary of what? Guess what we're going to preach on? Fatima, Wednesday. The continuing challenge, 100 years later, Fatima for reparation, both in the Eucharist, the Rosary, in order to fight this cultural battle, re-Christianize, rehumanize society. So we talk about it. And then the last night of the mission, we're talking about the biblical Mary. Okay, you're here about the Lady of Laodice. We're going to talk about Lady of the Eucharist, Mother of God, Mother of the Church, Mother of Salvation. So we're going to see the biblical Mary and how our belief in Our Lady, her perpetual virginity, and her virgin birth, all these things and more are deeply rooted in Scripture itself. So, I want to invite you, to invite anyone you think might profit from the mission. I've been doing this for 16 years in all of the country of the world, preach all kinds of religions and races and nationalities from countries. And you know something? It doesn't matter how small or how large the church is, where I might happen to be. Last weekend I was in Ottawa. We had like 1,000 people for Mass, you know, every day. For Sunday Mass, we had 250 people for the daytime Masses for the weekdays. Doesn't matter. People have been away from the church 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They come back during the mission. There's tremendous, tremendous conversions that happen during the mission. And to that end, I'll be listening to confessions starting at least 6:30 before the mission. And then after the mission, as long as necessary, I can come in earlier if you want to come in there. I'll be there. We'll see. And you don't have to worry about keeping in the confessional. My personal record is 12 hours without stopping. I've heard over 55,000 confessions in my career. But if you're keeping 12 hours a day in the confession, please give me some cappuccino every 2 or 3 hours. Because I am 64, just turned 64 a couple weeks ago, and I'm not as funky as I used to be. So, all kidding aside, now's the time for salvation. Now's the time for grace. Now's the time for a real dedication for ourselves, our family, our nation, and the world. God bless you.